L-E-T-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. We are live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. A lot of thoughts on the last caller on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com.
They're not very kind thoughts.
Not.
I just want you to know, Chad.
Look, I mean,
their thoughts, not kind.
I kind of respect the. I mean, did he have the expectation that this program was going to have the power to change some of this? Like, if you are looking for, I guess, another rendition of the national anthem,
got to start the conversation somewhere, man. You know, like, the grassroots. Right.
You know,
effort.
Where I'm going to go to get this start. Robbie and Retro.
Yeah, we.
They'll get it done.
We set policy in this country.
Yeah, they'll get it done.
Keith. That's a pretty great one by Keith.
Yeah.
The Lord's Prayer, a little bit old. We really going to do this forever? Remix it.
Let's just change it up. Change it up a little bit. So, interesting stuff.
A lot of possibilities out here.
People asking your thoughts on having Scott Stapp rewrite God Bless America. I don't even know if he needs to rewrite it. Let's just get a rendition of it. Yeah.
Just totally butcher the entire thing. Sounds great.
The disrespect.
We haven't ripped him
man.
In a while. I haven't ripped
again,
him.
Again, the we
yeah, I know.
Keeps coming
right.
out.
You're
I've
right.
never ripped him.
I'm sorry.
Ever.
I know. Yeah, we got a lot of suggestions here.
We
on
do.
This, so.
We do.
And some of them are for Chad to do things to himself.
615-737-1025. Here's our phone number. We'll take more of your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. The Titans offensive coordinator position still out there in the open. We'll see what happens on the Brian Daboll front. By the way, if you were wondering, PK putting it out there yesterday that Nick Holtz not being retained by Robert Saleh as offensive coordinator.
That's okay.
That's fine.
Good. I'm fine with that.
I don't have a job anymore, and that's fine. It's all good.
See you guys. So I didn't know Brian. Well, Chad said Brian Callen, OC, incorrect. But I didn't even know he was up for that job. But Zach Robinson got the job.
Yeah.
So Brian Callahan, he's out there.
Well, is he going to end up in Atlanta?
I guess not. Bill Callahan's like, no, we don't need to interview that guy. I'm
you
good.
Don't, you don't want him here, let me tell you.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good offensive Robinson. Line coach before, and then he came around, and that's it.
Yeah. And he and Nick, the kid I used to drive them to the mall so they could get Cinnabon, and it really screwed my career up. But Zach Robinson, of course, was in Atlanta.
Yeah.
So a lot of some AFC or I'm sorry, NFC South swapping around maybe.
Maybe so.
Noah from Adams says, "Oh, Canada is by far the superior anthem." Uh-oh.
I don't know about that.
Uh-oh. We don't need to get into an anthem battle today. Now we got Carl Lewis, Fergie, some great renditions. We should
Carl Lewis, pretty good one.
Roseanne Barr had a nice one too. But you need the video of the crotch grab to really get the full effect.
Now that
of
I'm
it.
Thinking about it, there really have been some pretty special performances of the Star Spangled Banner.
Really,
we've had some really nice ones over the years.
If you're gonna do it before every game, you're gonna have some
you're
doozies.
Have some
you know,
doozies out there. Oh man. Mm-hmm. I did not expect this to go this way, but the text line is absolutely blown up on this. My goodness.
See? I mean, this is a, chasing a big joke question of the day. You know, that could have been our question of the day. Do you hate America, and would you like to get rid of the national anthem? what's your JV national anthem?
You guys ever thought about this before? Could we redo the entire national anthem?
Uh-oh.
The Carl Lewis one is the absolute best.
Hold on.
Man.
You know who was, by the way, who was actually amazing? Did anybody remember when Stackhouse sang it before the
yes!
Vanderbilt?
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I was in the press box. He came up in the press box, and I was like, dude, that was incredible. he was awesome.
Maybe in the highlight of his coaching
career. It might have been.
At Vanderbilt.
That was the height.
Dustin from Hopkinsville says, I get not retaining Wilson because it's not a sales message his way. He needs to assert the leadership of this team, and someone needs to come after Saleh not existing. But Wilson will not be employed very long, I don't think. I am interested, you know, on the Denard Wilson front. What's it? How quickly does he get another coordinator job?
Yeah, I kind of feel like, unless I miss something, but I kind of feel like possibly with the Giants, right?
Could be.
That would kind of make sense. No, he's good. He's a good coach. I think he's, you know, he need to get him in a better situation. You have to be impressed with what he did this year. I mean, he seriously was. Like just, here's another guy gone and another guy gone and another one. And here's some guys you've never heard of. So you're starting them Sunday. Good luck.
Well, and by the way, you know, a lot of people have been clamoring that Robert Saleh needs to hold on to John Fossil. And that is happening.
Yes.
John Fossil is sticking around as special teams coordinator. So, I mean, that's good. I think the ability to come in, number one, Fossil, the willingness to stay, because I would assume that he could have some options out there if he wanted to. But number two, the ability of Saleh to come in and be like, yep, I think I want to hang on to that guy. And I don't know how much of that was him, how much of that was like Borgonzi being like, yeah, man, this guy's pretty good. You might want to consider hanging on to him.
I'm sure. And you know, I'm sure he's got a reputation and a well-earned one. So, yeah, that's a no-brainer. Yeah, the thing with Wilson, like, you know, Dustin's saying, you know, like you said, you know, won't be employed to, like, get it. Also, if you're on Wilson – if you're Wilson and you flip it around, so now you're not going to call plays. Like if I'm Denard Wilson, so I'm not going to call plays. And, you know, so it's almost like even if the defense does get a lot better and stuff, it's not, you know, and that's got to be hard to go for that. You want to be able to be a D coordinator and actually be a D coordinator. So he'll go somewhere and do that. And I wouldn't be surprised in a few years if he's got serious head coaching possibilities. You just have to go to the right place where you have enough players to actually perform.
Well, and on the Fossil front, I think when you start listing the biggest turnarounds from Brian Callahan's first year to this past season, I mean, you have to start with special teams, right? Like, it was night and day different.
Incredible.
And it was, you know, it wasn't perfect. You know, they missed some kicks. But, I mean, think about how much of an issue special teams in general was the year before when you're talking about, obviously, I mean, the blocked punts being a big problem. But even coverage, right? Like, they couldn't cover anybody on kicks. I mean, I think back to that Detroit game where they got beat 1,000-0. And it was the offense for Detroit lighting them up. But it was special teams, just a total disaster in that game. And it happened way too, like, through the course of a 17-game NFL season, special teams being a problem in, like, 10 of them is just an amazing accomplishment. And the fact that they turned that around as quickly as they did this year speaks very well of Borgonzi and the guys that they put in there on special teams, but I think particularly speaks very well of John Fossil.
Yeah. If anybody has any questions about how much coaching matters, I mean, just look at that. Like, it's not like the Titans got, you know, a whole bunch of just amazing special teams aces in here. And yes, you're talking about the contrast is bigger because of how bad it was. But again, you know, he turned it into an edge for them, which I never would have guessed would have happened. So, that's a very good thing. And, well, apparently he also was like Mike McCoy's primary advisor on everything.
I guess so.
Hey, Jim, what should we do?
What do you reckon we should do on this play here?
Is Carr's going to get mad at me if I punt here? What do you think?
615-737-1025, our phone number. It is conference championship weekend in the NFL. We will get into those matchups coming up next. We will pick those matchups later in the program. In Pigskin Pick'em, all that ahead. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. I have the Rob Rant coming up at 7:45. Teron Davenport will be with us at 8 o'clock. We'll get into all things Tennessee Titans with him. Joe, conference championship weekend this weekend in the NFL. The Patriots taking on the Broncos on the road. The Rams traveling to Seattle to take on the Seahawks. Patriots, a 4.5-point favorite on the road. Jarrett Stidham, the quarterback of the Denver Broncos. The LA Rams will try to go into Seattle and get a win in the NFC title game. Seattle's a 2.5-point favorite in that one. So we've got a lot going on this week, Joe. with the Titans, the coaching surge, and the offensive coordinators and all those things, we haven't spent a ton of time talking about the actual championship game matchup. So let's start in the AFC. I mean, obviously, it's a bummer that Bo Nix can't play in this game. They're going to have Jarrett Stidham, as Charles Robinson said yesterday. Charles Robinson, who, by the way, is picking the Broncos to win this game with Jarrett Stidham at quarterback at home. They have a great defense. They have, in my opinion, probably the best cornerback in the game in Patrick Surtain. He's really good. They've got a pass rush that has been right near the top of the league over the last couple of years here. So it's a fierce defense that Denver has. Now, we've also seen, as good as that defense is, when Josh Allen wasn't dropping the ball last week, moved the ball pretty well against that defense. So how do you handle that in terms of your evaluation of all this? And what do you make of this game with Jarrett Stidham standing in the way of Mike Vrabel making a Super Bowl appearance in year one in New England?
Yeah, I went into the playoffs thinking and saying, here, like, I don't think either of these teams are ready. I think, you know, we're going to see both of them down the road possibly make runs. I definitely felt even stronger about that with the Pats, just because I just think that Drake May has a chance to be one of the best quarterbacks in the league, you know, for a while here. But here they are. They're both playing. Buffalo screwed it up, and obviously we didn't even have Lamar Jackson in the playoffs. We didn't even have Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. And so it's just a wild year in the AFC where I think someone can be ahead of schedule. And it's just, to me, if the Patriots don't get there, beyond what that means for all of us, I'm sorry. All due respect to Jarrett Stidham, but like I don't want to watch him play in the Super Bowl. But also, that's just such a missed opportunity for the Patriots. They have to win this game. And I don't think it'll be easy. I think it'll be a very tight, low-scoring defensive game that'll come down to the fourth quarter. But like, you got to find a way to win this game. You have the better quarterback. He's you know, only second year, but he's like possibly going to be the MVP, and that should make the difference to me in this game. And the thing about Drake May is, and I guess it's kind of like Caleb Williams, that you watch Caleb Williams, we'll be talking about that play that he made, that throw he made, and then I guess people might forget that it came in a loss in which he threw three picks. Drake May turns it over too much too, especially I think running the ball. He's got to protect the ball, man. Yep. Guy is a fumbler. And obviously with that Denver defense, that's the whole key to them winning the game to me, is turning him over.
Yeah, I think they're going to have to probably steal a few possessions away. And, you know, probably one of those is going to have to involve stealing a possession away, getting it close. Because the other part of this, the people, you know, people are so focused on the Jarrett Stidham part of this, and I get it. New England's defense is also really good. Like, New England's got a very good defense. And, you know, Charles was talking to him yesterday about, you know, the game plan for Denver, you got to be able to establish some sort of running game in this, which I agree with. I just think that's going to be really hard to do against New England. Like, New England is stout defensively, and they've played that way so far in the playoffs here. So, I mean, it's got a chance to be a pretty low-scoring game there. I haven't looked at the weather in Denver. I mean, the weather everywhere else in the country is going to be bad, so we'll see what the forecast looks like in Denver. But I'm looking at it now. It's going to be 22. And I guess there could be a little bit of snow floating around there in Denver.
Windy?
Light snow, not very windy.
Okay.
So.
That's good. At least they can play.
Yeah. So it'll be, it's cold. Not that that should matter to either one of these teams, because they live in the cold.
It is kind of lucky, by the way. Someone earlier texted, like, what if the Titans had an AFC title game on Sunday? Like, it is kind of lucky that the two games that we're talking about this weekend are in Denver and Seattle, and nowhere east of the Mississippi, where basically it's just Death Storm 26 on the way.
Yeah, I mean, somebody asked us if they would play this weekend. I don't know. I mean, the Preds are supposed to be playing tomorrow, so yeah. I have no idea.
But I mean, no one can tell us, and I'm not complaining, but no one can tell us for sure how bad this is going to be. Like, I'm sitting here like, do we need to go to New Orleans for the week?
You're just trying to find it. Just get down there
and
get some of that shellfish.
Yeah. Well, you know that I ate crab legs. On Katie's birthday, we made crab legs for dinner. And I'm like, you know what? I shouldn't do this, but my God, look at that butter sauce. A lot of people are asking about the gout. I did not have a gout attack. But, yeah, now you know, you got to be careful.
And then on the other side of all this, the later game, a game that I think if you've watched these two teams play this year, you ought to be pretty excited about, the Rams and the Seahawks. It's, you know, Stafford having a chance to continue to add to his legacy. He's already won one Super Bowl in L.A., a chance to punch his ticket and get back to the other one. And then, you know, he didn't have to do much in the divisional round because the game was over with. It felt like about 35 seconds into the game when Seattle just blasted San Francisco. But I would imagine in this one, Joe, if Seattle's going to win, that it's going to require a few big plays throughout the game from Sam Darnold here. So it's a big Darnold game from the standpoint of it's the NFC title game. He's had a great year again. You know, at the end of last year in Minnesota, he fell apart in the last regular season game and then wasn't good in the playoff game, and that was it. Like I said, he didn't have to do much last time out against San Francisco because of how dominant Seattle was in that game. So I guess, number one, is Seattle just going to be that dominant again? And number two, when push comes to shove in this game and he has to make some big plays, can Darnold step up to the moment and do that?
Yeah, I think for sure this is, I guess maybe he still has to win it. But if he wins this game, I think we can put all that stuff to bed, right?
I believe so.
I think so. And if I'm a Seahawks fan, I'm confident in him. I don't feel like he has to go for like 350 and three with no turnovers for us to have a chance to win. Not with our defense. Not with Kenneth Walker playing the way he is. He killed the Niners in that game. You know, of course, you get that special teams touchdown right away and sets the tone. But it's also the last time these two teams played, the Rams really kind of kicked their butt in Seattle. And then a lot of stuff had to lead to that game being squandered, or else the Rams might have had home field themselves throughout the playoffs. So I kind of like them. I don't want to give away my picks and pick'em picks because, you know, I know you guys really wonder what I'm going to do because I've been really good at it this year. But I do kind of like the Rams, I feel like. And, again, it's kind of – I guess it's kind of the same thing. It's oversimplifying, but the Rams do have the better quarterback.
They do have the better quarterback. Now, Stafford struggled last game. Now, he made a few big throws. I mean, the throw he made to Devontae Adams on the sideline over there, that Adams somehow got that second foot down, it was ridiculous. So, I mean, there's still – in a game last week that was cold in Chicago, Stafford struggled. He still came up with some huge plays in that one. I mean, it's going to be cold in Seattle. It's not going to be, like, that cold. Like, it's going to be, I think, in the high 30s as the game is going on, high to mid-30s. And, you know, it's a different deal than what they were dealing with last week in Chicago with some snow out there. So, it's not like Matthew Stafford has never played in the cold before. You know, he was in Detroit. I understand they've got a dome, but you're playing on the road in Green Bay. You're playing on the road in Chicago at that point. So he's got some experience in the road part of this. I mean, remember last year they played in that snow fest in Philadelphia in the playoffs, and they were a drive away from winning that game too. So I'm interested to see how Stafford responds in this one.
Yeah, it is. There's definitely something going on. But it's so weird because, like you said, then he'll rip a throw that you're like, oh, wow. But, like, the strange misses are not what you're used to with him. And he's got something going on. And, you know, if he's a little bit healed this week, then maybe you clean that up and he looks more like the surgeon that he's been all year.
615-737-1025, our phone number, 615-737-1025. We got the Rob Rant coming up at 7:45. Teron Davenport at 8:00. Pickskin Pick'em, where we will pick these games, coming up at 8:30. So looking forward to that. Get into some college basketball coming up next, including a story that Rex Road mentioned yesterday that is certainly drawing the attention nationwide. We'll get into that. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 the game. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 the game. Got some Preds tickets to give away. See the Preds take on the Utah Mammoth tomorrow at Bridgestone Arena, 2:30 puck drop. To caller number three, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Caller three will win a pair of tickets to see the Preds take on the Utah Mammoth at Bridgestone Arena coming up tomorrow. We'll have the Rob Rant here in just a few minutes. No ramp involved.
Ramp up to the Rob Rant.
We'll see what happens. Joe, you brought up the Charles Bediako story yesterday in Alabama. Alabama playing Tennessee this weekend. That is tomorrow night. I believe it's 7:30. And as far as I know, Charles Bediako going to suit up for Alabama and be playing in this game after he declared a few years ago for the draft, was not drafted, has played in the NBA's G League since then, and now is coming back to college basketball to try to play, which, by the way, I think every coach in the nation is like yelling about now, and then there's all sorts of reaction to it, and it's a big national story now. So,
right, every coach in the nation, but then, again, like Nate Oates a few weeks ago complained when Baylor signed a similar situation, but again, the difference being the Baylor signing – was someone who'd been G League but had never signed an NBA contract, right. And that's the NCAA says, that's the line, signing an NBA contract. Well, now Nate Oates has done that. So coaches complain until they're like, oh, well, I mean, Alabama, very good team. I mean, Alabama's used to being a, like, they've gone to the Final Four now, like they're used to being, and where they really are lacking because of injury in part is in the interior. So this would potentially make a pretty big difference for them. And so I said this yesterday, and I well, we played Mark Pope. A lot of other people have talked about it. Seth Greenberg has talked about it. You know, there's a lot of conversation about, and I love the idea, a lot of conversation about, okay, well, if you're going to do this, then you will pay for it, because the NCAA is, you will have played a, you know, that may not be like, you know, you can't stop them from playing, but you can rule somebody ineligible. The problem with that is in the TRO, the temporary restraining order, it is very clearly stated there cannot be retribution against Alabama. So that's one thing. When I talked about this yesterday, I did not realize a lot of people kind of, you know, Seth Davis, a lot of others, like kind of pointing that out. Like, yeah, read this. You can't do that. You can't. It's pretty clearly stated. Also, and I want to make sure I have this properly credited, because this just is another beautiful little addition to this story. The judge is a donor. I mean, it's a Tuscaloosa judge, so I guess it's not like some shocking thing, right? But still, like, he's actually officially a donor to the program.
Don't worry, coach. I'll get this taken care of for you.
Yeah. Big House, Casa Grande is the one who – is a donor. He's the one who reported this. So it just looks great. And again, it's going back to him for the hearing, you know. So it's just like, it's bad. It's bad. And again, I would agree with actually what I heard from Bruce Pearl yesterday. I heard this. I actually went on Feinbaum yesterday. I guess Feinbaum hasn't heard my wonderful
humble brag
impersonation. Yeah, well, you know, Feinbaum, I'm very sorry, Indiana. You're wonderful. I think my Feinbaum and Mike McCoy are like exactly the same. I got to distinguish
close.
Those a little
Somebody
bit.
Said my Kuharsky and my Amy Adams Strunk are pretty similar. And I was like, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think that. No. I mean, in both cases, you do the thing that I don't do, which is back away and yell, which is a way better way to do it.
I don't back away with Amy.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Maybe you got to lean in a little bit.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you get real close
real
to the mic.
Close.
But
and there's a fox out there making its way right toward me.
Foxhole. There's really, it's just a war
the fox
thing.
Foxhole is right around the corner.
I need to know if that's like when you're hunting foxes, like, I guess that's what you look for.
I've heard of the fox's den. I don't know about the foxhole.
We really need to get into the nuances of fox hunting. And also, I've completely – oh, yeah, Bruce Pearl.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, so, no, he played this, and then – and I actually – then Dan Wetzel wrote something on ESPN. And, I mean, look, the whole Congress save us, it's just a joke. The NCAA, it's their whole strategy, right? I mean, their whole strategy is Congress, please save us. In the meantime, we're going to make these stupid arguments in court, the college sports can't go on if players are paid, because then no one will watch anymore. Like, that was seriously like their essential like defense for years. They spent millions and millions for lawyers to argue that stupid point and then get their ass kicked time and time again in court. But I will say what Bruce Pearl said and Dan Wetzel said, is there any possibility for a very, very narrow piece of legislation, which is just, you know, again, just about the NBA, you know, whatever the wording is exactly, to keep, you know, essentially the NBA, players who have been to the NBA, signed with the NBA, be no longer eligible for, like, is that possible? If not, then I think we're just going to keep seeing this. And like we talked about yesterday, we might just start seeing just a shuttle system between the NBA and college basketball. It's like, yeah, all right, I'll go play a little college here.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Got about 100K for the next month. Go play a little college hoops for my alma mater. I got a little eligibility left. I mean, it's, you know, the possibilities here are really not great.
As somebody on the text line pointed out, did you see Todd Golden's comments on this?
I did.
The Florida head coach?
I did. Talking some trash,
Todd
Golden.
Alabama says, quote, we're going to beat them anyway. If he plays, we'll just beat them anyway. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like it, too. He's don't like everything about Todd Golden, but I like that. I like that. Well, by the way, speaking of trash talk, I forgot to bring this up last time. Did you see what Sean Payton said?
No, I did not, I don't think.
Well, he was, like, telling fans – he's talking about like fans coming out, or whatever. But he's like, you know, then you got, or like, you really want a great atmosphere because you got 2 weeks to rest before the Super Bowl. Basically, is what he said. You know, it's a sort of like a soft guarantee of victory. I'm just saying.
Wow.
Yeah, Ethan from Lawrenceburg,
hey,
go get
Kenny. Got like a dartboard in his coach's office now. He's like, that's Sean Payton. He's sitting there talking a bunch of trash before the game.
Vrabel will use it.
Vrabel's smoking some darts in his room right now, just like this guy.
Angry.
Yeah.
Like McConaughey in that one. Smoking that cigarette. Yeah, someone's saying Tennessee should get Kenny Chandler. Well, yeah, what about like Keon Johnson? I mean, Tennessee, a lot of guys with eligibility of the Rick Barnes era who, Grant Williams. Well, he still has a year, doesn't he? Grant Williams has a year. Grant Williams will be amazing for this team
back.
Right now.
Yeah, they need him.
That little physicality inside, stretch the deep. Absolutely. No, it's, LeBron to Ohio State. I mean, it's. It's wild, man. Because, you know, it's like, so why are we distinguishing? I mean, seriously, like we were kind of joking about it before with the Baylor thing, but it's like if they're going to blow through the signing NBA contract, then that really is like any NBA player who has eligibility can play college basketball. Why wouldn't they be able to?
Exactly.
And how could you stop them?
It's a great question. Ian has found me a fox hunting guide, a glossary on the internet that he has sent over. A couple of really interesting terms in here, including a thong, the long, flexible, braided leather portion of a hunting whip.
The
joining
what?
The thong of a hunting whip joining the lash to the crop. Also, tally-ho, a term in fox hunting, yelled by the staff member who views the fox.
Tally-ho!
Can also be given by a member of the field if no staff views. Members of the field should be very careful to only tally-ho when they are certain they are viewing the hunted fox that the staff hasn't seen.
So tally-ho is about fox. I had no idea. That's amazing.
What
also,
the glossary says.
They play the thong song, the national anthem, then the thong song before they hunt foxes.
I mean, there's all sorts of terms here. This is, you know, feather. A hound feathers when he indicates by actions rather than voice that he is on a line or near it. There's an entire new world of a fox hunting guide that Ian has found me here.
Wow. Between that and the Jacksonville restroom, we've really provided a lot of content for people in case they're holed into their home with no power.
I would encourage you, if you find yourself bored this weekend, I'd start looking up some fox hunting terms. It's kind of amazing. Now all I can think about is Amy Adams Strunk out there shouting tally-ho.
Tally-ho!
Is that like the...
We got our fox!
maybe she yelled that when they...
They hired Robert
Sala. Hired Sala. Yeah.
We got our guy.
There you go.
Tally-ho!
Wow, what a world.
What a world. 615-737-1025, our phone number, 615-737-1025. The Rob Rant coming up next. TD will be with us at 8 o'clock. All that ahead, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game.
Don't make me angry.
Sometimes you have to tell someone to pound sand.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
This is the Rob Rant.
Now
on Robbie and Rex Road.
1025 The Game. You come for sports takes, you stay for gout updates.
Sorry, I went to Walmart. I had to buy 19 loaves of bread.
Which one of you has gout?
Cover my body in bread this weekend.
I drink a lot of milk.
Including a thong, the long, flexible, braided leather portion of a hunting whip.
As we drove in, there was a big thong.
Tennessee football getting beat by a dude kicking field goals in a thong.
And then just pour syrup all over it.
I wanted a biscuit.
The
joining
what?
The thong.
Katie, I'm waiting.
Boy, did that make me mad.
We're vibing, Robbie.
It is time for the Rob Rant, brought to you by Functional Medicine of Tennessee. Heal from the inside out. Check them out at functionalmedicineoftennessee.net.
Ian trying to mess with my life.
I really hope Katie's listening right now. I always hope Katie's listening.
I think Katie listens during the rant time a lot.
That's good.
No, it's not good.
Especially today. It's good. I've got 19 loaves of bread. Katie.
Let's make some French toast.
Well, it's kind of amazing we're talking about loaves of bread because that's what I'm talking about today. I want to speak to, you know, my people today. You know, I'm born and raised here. I understand. What's about to happen to us this weekend, we just don't experience a lot, right? I mean, we don't get a lot of snow in general. We certainly don't get a lot of, oh my goodness, there's some snow coming, but there also could be some debilitating ice. And we talked about it early in the show. Like, it's a serious deal coming up this weekend. So I don't want to minimize that. Let me start on that front. However, you know, I'm driving around my neck of the woods yesterday, and there's this spot where you come to a red light, and next to the red light, you know, there's this little grocery store slash market, you know, whatever you want to call it. So, I mean, it's, for whatever reason, this red light also takes forever. So I'm just, you're sitting there, you're waiting. So I'm looking around, and I look over in the parking lot of this market, and all of a sudden this lady comes strolling out. She's got her grocery cart. She's strolling out to her car. And again, you know, I'm probably 11 feet away from her where this road kind of lines up. So I can see everything. Like, I see everything she's got in the cart, and I start, like, doing some rough counting as she's – because it was just so mind-blowing to me immediately off the bat. I was like, this lady has legitimately 9 loaves of bread in her cart right now. 9. What are we doing? Like, I understand that there's some concern here about, you know, if the power goes out, that's legitimately concerning. That's a big problem. The temperatures are going to get cold. I get all that. So, you know, I kept driving down the road, and there's people lined up at gas stations, and they're, like, filling their little portable gas cans up with gas for generators and all that stuff. And it's like, okay, I understand. I don't get the 9 loaves of bread. Like, what are we doing with the 9 loaves of bread? Now, look, there's a chance that that lady, I have no idea what that lady was doing. She could have been getting in the car, going out to hand out these loaves of bread to people.
That'd be nice.
She could be, you know, in charge of some big facility somewhere where people are going to hunker down this weekend. So far be it from me it's arrogant of me to just assume I know what this lady's doing. But statistics would probably say, Joe, that she's probably going home, right? Like, she's going home with 9 loaves of bread. Meanwhile, the people out there that need bread are probably looking around going, where'd all the bread go? Oh, it's with that lady out there in the parking lot that's got 9 loaves of it, heading back to her car. Can we calm it down a little bit? That's all I'm asking for. Like, I understand it's a big deal coming in this weekend. Do we need to go buy up the entire grocery store?
Yeah, because,
and put it at one place.
Right, because what you're doing is, like, you are denying other people. Like, just be reasonable. I mean, like, right now I'm texting with Katie, or have been. Katie, you out there? Hello, hello. Got a. Any log cabin? And it's like, well, we need to go get bottled water. And I'm like, yeah, we probably should have before, but we can look. Like, I don't even know. Are we going to be able to get bottled water at a store right now?
I don't know.
And again, I guess if that's because everybody's going to get one, okay, fine. But, yeah, it's the people that are hoarding it. It's like, so, you know, you're kind of changing the math. And really, like, unless you are, like you said, unless you're someone, you know, that's for a lot of people,
sure,
then good for you.
9.
But if it's not, then yeah, like, what are you going to do with that? Like, how long do you think you're going to be bunkered up, and how many sandwiches do you need?
That's what I my mouth was, the light turned green at some point, and I was still just standing there like, oh my goodness.
This is ridiculous.
This lady's got 9 loaves of bread. I counted twice just to make sure. I was like, yep, 9. That's where they got. And I mean, I wasn't close enough to determine, like, all right, how many are wheat? Is that white bread over there? We got rye. Like, what's going on? I don't know what's going on.
Make a Reuben?
As far as I can tell, it all just kind of looked like the same bread. So 9 loaves of bread heading into this. So I was just floored by this. Apparently this is happening all over the place, though. Like, you know, people are just going in and buying up everything.
Yeah, and again, it's like, it does look like, from Saturday, possibly for like a week, because of the sub freezing, you know, then whatever happens could be
limited melting.
Yeah. Like, whatever. So,
I mean,
look,
it could be a problem.
A week is no small thing, but then it's like, do you not normally have any food at your home? It's like your first, oh my God, we should have food in our fridge and pantry. Like, I guess if that's the case, then go for it. But yeah, I mean, most people have food too, right? Some food at home?
I guess.
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, maybe not now. Lady's buying up all the bread. Trevor says, that lady can have all the bread. I loaded up on Red Bull and frozen pizzas. Mm. There we go.
Yeah, but if you're out of power, what are you going to do with that frozen pizza, buddy?
Light a fire, man. Put that pizza over the top of it. Just hold it. Got nothing else to do. I've been watching The Outdoor Boys on YouTube.
Lots of soup.
I feel like I'm prepared for this coming up this weekend.
Outdoor Boys.
Yeah. It's a very, very popular
YouTube
channel. This is a YouTube
show?
Yeah. They get like millions of views. Or they just, this dude just goes out in the woods of Alaska, and he just like survives for a few days, making shelters out of trees and all this other stuff.
He just like proves that he can do it?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Oh, Ben says people are buying bread to sell. See, that's to sell for
to resell
price.
The bread?
If she's reselling,
where are they
the
making
bread,
these deals at?
If she's reselling the bread, man, no way.
Where are you reselling the bread?
It's like a lemonade stand.
Yeah,
but
like, is there some meetup point?
I mean, my grandparents used to tell me about waiting in lines for, you know, a loaf of bread during the Depression, but I don't think that's this. Hey, loaf of bread, $27.
Liam says, walking past empty shelves last night, I saw a sad old lady studying the last bag of shredded cheese, probably trying to figure out how to feed her family with the last 6 ounces of Colby Jack in the mid-state. That's what I'm saying. Like, when you start buying up 25 loaves of bread to take home, people actually need that stuff, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Think of others. I know that it's hard.
I don't know what the obsession is with bread in a winter storm. It's like, well, we got to have bread. Got to go get the bread very quickly.
I do think, like, again, because we've been talking about all this. Okay, what if we are, obviously we can't cook all this other stuff. So, obviously bread is, like, you can keep, you get bread, you can keep sandwich meat. I mean, even if you run out of power or whatever, you can
keep it outside.
Yeah. I guess, like, from that perspective, if you're totally out of everything else, that's about all you're down to.
PB&J. Yeah.
Don't worry, guys. I got another 8 loaves in here. We're fine.
But, yeah, I mean, seriously, like, how many loaves would it take to cover my entire body in bread?
Well,
2?
Only one way to find out.
I'll get back to you.
Jeez. So, just be careful today out there. You know, people are a little on edge, I think. A little on edge with the storm coming in. And again.
And I get it.
I get it. We don't deal with stuff like this very often. So, you know, like I said, to begin the show, as a station, we'll keep you updated as best as possible in terms of the impact and where things are going this weekend. But let's just ease up on the bread a little bit. That's kind of my message to the general public today. Let's ease up on the bread unless absolutely necessary.
Think about a week, what you would consume in a week, and then if you do that, then like I think everybody will be able to get stuff. If you load up for 2 months, which you don't need to do, then you're screwing somebody else over.
615-737-1025, our phone number, 615-737-1025. Teron Davenport will be with us coming up next. We'll get into all things Tennessee Titans with him. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.